Here's a subject that may have you reaching for your handset. You'd expect, wouldn't you, how you vote to remain your own private business. But what about when you decide not to bother voting? Maybe you decided not to vote in this year's elections and you thought that was a confidential matter, that would remain very much private. Well, not so. Politicians, it seems, are able to get their hands on this information, and one MP is already using it to contact non-voters ahead of next year's Westminster elections. That MP is Ian Paisley, and this is what he told me earlier.
Well, I think I have a duty as a Member of Parliament, and indeed I'm encouraged under the law to encourage voter turnout. And after elections, we sit down, we usually analyse what's happened in constituencies. And I believe that there were a number of voters who didn't vote in the last election, could have voted, and that there were possibly issues which confronted them that they wanted to have addressed. And so I contacted them and directly contact them and said, look, are there issues which you need me to engage with you on as a public representative that will encourage you to get to the polls, or are there practical things? So, for example, I've already got about 50 or 60 requests back for new voter identification. I've got other requests back that, you know, next year they're planning to be away maybe with work or out of the country and on holidays, and they will need to apply early for postal votes. So it's identified with a number of people who would normally be willing and ready to vote issues that would help them get to the polls next time. And I think, therefore, it's been a very worthwhile turnout. I must say, when I look at what happened in Scotland, Joel, earlier in the year with 80% plus turnout, and we put that against what normally happens in Northern Ireland or indeed the UK average, I think we need to be very proactive in encouraging people and confronting them directly and saying, look, you have a vote, it's been hard won, how can we encourage you more to use it? And that's an onus of politicians to do that, and I've taken that proactive approach.
And so, as far as I understand it, I mean, what happens here is you register to vote, that's mandatory, but voting isn't. For those that don't vote, there's a marked register, and the Electoral Commission, they have told us that politicians or parties, they can make a request to the Chief Electoral Officer, they can pay the associated fee and then find out who has voted and then work out who hasn't. So basically, is that what you've done here?
Well, that's right. I mean, this is an open process. It's transparent. I mean, we've done this several times over the years after elections where we've decided that it's important that we engage with those electors who are registered. They clearly want to vote. They've registered that they are willing to vote and able to vote. And they have a vote, but they're not using it. And no one likes to see waste. And if we can encourage them, what is important, and I think as a public representative, you know, you could do overkill. And you say, oh, yeah, I'm ready. You must vote for me. It's not been like that. It's been very much a straightforward thing. Look, you have this vote, you didn't use it. I'd like to encourage you to use it in the next election. Are there issues which would help you get to the polls? Are there practical issues which you need to sort? Or do you need more engagement from your political representative? Because if you do, I'm here. Engage with me. Tell me the issues that concern and confront you, and I'll try to address them in a way that encourages you to get to the polls.
So, I mean, obviously there's a cost incurred here. I mean, is this coming out of you? Is this you doing this? Is this out of your MP office expenses, or is this the party paying for this? Is this something that other DUP MPs are going to be doing?
Well, I understand that a number of other parties do this anyway. Maybe I just do it more professionally and in a way which people have noticed. But this is something other parties do.
So it's not new?
It's not new. Not new, no.
And any of your party colleagues going to be doing the same thing?
Well, I understand other of my party colleagues do the same thing.
So
maybe it just hasn't been brought to your attention.
So why do you think, why do you think it's a good, I mean, do you not think that there are some people who might be irked by this? Do you not think it could backfire in a certain way? People saying, well, you know, what I do with my vote, if I use it or not, is my private business, and I don't want a politician writing to me having the knowledge whether I voted or whether I didn't.
Well, first of all, when you register on an election register, you have the choice to have your name published on the electoral register or to not have your name published. So that's your choice. So obviously, knowing that your name is published, you will know that people have access to the register. So, you know,
it's a fair assumption, though, that the vast majority of people might not actually know that.
Oh, no, it's a very clear tick box whenever you fill in your registration every year that you have the choice to be on that register or not published on that register. And many people choose not to be published. for a reason that they maybe don't want to be mail-shotted by other people or by other groups. I think it is very much in terms of the access delicate touch as to how you do it. I think you're right. I think if someone were to come very oppressively at them and demand why they hadn't voted, give us an excuse, I think you can see from the letter that that's certainly not the way it's phrased in any way whatsoever. It's a very gentle letter. It's saying that they'll notice that there may be issues that you'd like to be engaged with. Tell us what they are and we'll try and engage with you. Or there may be practical issues which we could help you with in terms of achieving a postal vote or getting new electoral identification. And those issues, as I say, have already sparked an interest because we're already dealing with requests to help them with that. And I actually think the electorate enjoy that engagement. I haven't certainly had any complaints yet. I've had letters from people back who said, look, thank you very much. Though these are issues that concern us, though we would not expect you to address and we wouldn't be doing for you anyway. But that, if you like, is a byproduct of the whole process. The important thing is to encourage people to get out there and use their vote. I think the most dramatic, exciting thing that happened in the Scottish referendum was the vast majority of people who engaged in politics and got involved in politics and used their vote. And I'd love to see, over the next few years, over the next few elections, we see voter turnout increase dramatically and our people get more engaged and we get a very active political dynamics going in our country.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you want them to be coming out and voting for you, so obviously you feel this is a way of encouraging that.
Well, of course, I want people to vote for me.
Yes, you know, it's not
like
about
you want people to listen to the BBC.
But it's not this big panacea of asking people to come out and engage in the electoral process if they're coming out to vote for somebody else.
Well, I think that's very cynical of you. I don't know how people are going to ultimately use their votes. But I have to try and encourage them. The only way I can do that is engage directly with them. When they get into the privacy of the ballot box and the polling station, it's entirely their free choice.
Yes,
and I have no influence at that point. But what I'm trying to do is, as a politician, say, look, I'm being proactive here. We often hear this criticism in the media. Oh, we never hear from politicians until election time. We never have that engagement. There's issues we want to discuss with them. That's why, you know, in advance of elections, I engage in this sort of active work. And, you know, I do yearly things like this, year in, year out, to try and have that engagement. So it's not new for me to be doing it. It's certainly not new for members of my party to be engaged in it.
There are people who are much more cynical than I am. Many of them will say that this is simply electioneering.
Well, it's not. It's not electioneering. I mean, it doesn't ask anyone to use their vote or to cast their vote for me. And the essence of an electioneering is saying, vote X this way, and so it's not electioneering. But people will be cynical. I accept that, Joel, and I accept that maybe people who are most cynical are the ones who didn't think of doing it themselves.
Do you think this is something that may become common practice? You know, now that you're saying others have done it in the past, you're now doing it. Do you think this is something that could become common practice, where we'll see public representatives writing out to those people who haven't ticked that box that you've mentioned, and we'll be seeing thousands of letters going out? I mean, how many thousands of letters did you send out?
Well, I've done this, as I say, many times in the past, and I have engaged very directly several of my elections on it, and I've already done that on both previous two elections and during elections. So I do that. I'm active in that. I'm an active campaigner. And I think we need campaigning politicians. And I hope that it does encourage people to actually get engaged with the electorate. If some of us have stolen the march in people and got ahead, well, that's the nature of the game. It's a bit like motorbike racing. Get your head in front, get your wheel in front, and stay in front. And that's what some of us are trying to do.
How many letters are we talking about here, Ian? Tens of thousands?
No, not tens of thousands. It's very, very targeted. You know, it's areas where people just haven't voted. Areas where we think that there is a
chance where people would maybe vote for you.
No, actually, a very good poll across the entire community. Obviously, I'm targeting it only in North Antrim, and that's the area where I'm responsible for.
But it wouldn't be a case of only sending letters out to areas where you think there's a chance.
Definitely,
there's most likely not. People would vote for you not other parties.
Let's be absolutely clear about this. I have a record. My party in North Antrim has a record of working for the entire community. And I want Catholic votes, Protestant votes, unionist votes, non-unionist votes. I want people to vote for me because they think I'm doing a good job. And I certainly have not coloured it in any way. It's not an orange letter or a green letter. It's a letter to the electors of North Antrim, encouraging them to engage with their politicians.
That was Ian Paisley speaking to me earlier. So what do you make of that? I mean, did you get a letter? First of all, maybe you were one of those people that got a letter in the post from Ian Paisley. What did you think? Did it annoy you? Was it an interesting tactic? That would it encourage you? Do you accept that perhaps this is a good way of trying to encourage voter turnout and more engagement between those who maybe think they can't be bothered voting and their elected representatives, or maybe it's something that you think if you got a letter in the post it would annoy you even more. 0845955678, and suggesting that it's common practice, maybe you've had something similar, a similar letter from another politician. Get in touch this morning, let us know. Seamus Close, the political commentator, was listening to that this morning. I mean, Seamus, obviously important to say that we've spoken to the Electoral Commission, you know, that no rules are being broken here at all, that this is all fine, it's all above board. But, I mean, do you see it as an unusual tactic? Have you heard of anything like this before?
No, well, certainly I wasn't aware of this taking place before. But I would stress, and you've already stressed, that there's nothing underhand, there's nothing illegal, there's nothing untoward about it. And, in fact, I would agree with Ian Paisley that he has stolen a march. He's put his wheel in front and he wants to stay there. The key issue to this is encouraging people to vote. I think that's the number one priority. It should be the number one priority of all politicians. And probably in my time, I missed a trick. And I accept that. I was guilty of missing that. If I had known about it, if I had been more aware of it, I probably would have done it too. Because the one thing that's appalling about politics here and the disconnect between politician and the electorate is the abysmal turnout. Ian referred to the turnout in Scotland of being, what, 80%+. Here we're lucky if we get 40-45%. And that is no way to get a proper structured democracy. So whatever a politician can do, and I would appeal to all politicians to take up this opportunity, and if people aren't voting, to try to encourage them to come out and vote.
But
and
what about for people who think, though, that actually the politicians should not be told whether they voted or didn't vote in an election, that it is none of their business, that is an issue between them and the ballot box?
Well, if that were the case, then the Electoral Commission, who are those that are charged with ensuring that elections are conducted and run, etc., on a proper basis, then they would not be making available a marked register.
Yeah, but do you think they should be making that available?
I do think they should be making it
available.
Why? I see absolutely nothing wrong with it at all. As I say, I regret that in my time I wasn't more aware of it and wasn't able to enjoy that luxury of being able to contact members of the electorate and try to persuade them to vote. All I did was go round the doors, knock the doors, and try to persuade people that way. I even went to the extent, and I know other politicians do this, to say to them, look, even if you're not going to vote for me, please come out and vote, because it's very, very important that we get the views of the electorate and therefore through them be able to implement proper
policies. Yeah, but come on, I mean, there are very few politicians that I said to Ian Paisley, you know, this is not some grand panacea. Please come out and vote, even if it means for all of my opponents. Come out, you know, come on. There has to be an element of making sure that you're getting at people who you feel would vote for you.
Politician obviously wants to get elected. That's their number one priority. They want to get elected for themselves and for their parties. But secondary to that has surely got to be getting people out to vote in the first instance. If people aren't going to vote, they're not going to vote for you. There's more likelihood of you changing their mind if there are people who are coming out and exercising their franchise. And I do believe that that is something that everyone should seriously consider. And if this is an opportunity, if this is a way in which more people can be encouraged to so do, then it is a good thing.
0845955678, the number this morning. Stay with us if you can, Seamus. Alex is in Lisburn this morning. Morning, Alex.
Morning. No, I just listened to the conversation. In fact, I was pretty into what Seamus Close said, but he had missed a trick. The difference is, if Seamus had a councillor had decided to do this, he would have had to pay for it out of his own pocket. The MP, Ian Paisley Jr., is getting paid to do it. I'd be very surprised if it's costing the MP Jr. anything at all. It would come out of his the expenses he can claim to.
We don't know if it's coming out of his expenses. I mean, we asked him, but we don't know if it's coming out of his expenses or if the party's paying for it. But in terms of a tactic, if you want to call it that, do you feel, Alex, that there's a fine line. I mean, does it basically come down to the wording and the nature of the letter as to whether someone would be encouraged to vote, stroke, engage with their politicians, or if they'd be really annoyed at getting such a letter?
I don't think they'd be really annoyed. I do think it's electioneering. I mean, I'll get a letter. I live in Langbally, and I'll get a letter next March, probably, from my MP, his constituency report, about what he's done.
Yeah.
And that's paid for out of Westminster expenses. Now, the other people who are planning to stand 6 weeks later don't have that facility.
Okay.
So notice the letter would drop on the mat before the election is called, so it doesn't come in, it doesn't fall inside the time frame of the campaign. So I think it's given those that are basically a Westminster election is basically where MPs have to play for the job again, and I think it smacks to me of a move that gives a sitting member of Parliament an unfair advantage.
Okay, what you would say is that all political parties and all politicians have an opportunity to get their hands on that register. But I take the point you're making, although Ian Paisley has obviously said this morning very clearly that he doesn't see it as electioneering and he sees it as encouraging voter turnout and he feels that should be applauded. Seamus Close, the question I put to Alex, I mean, do you think it all comes down effectively as well to the wording of the letter in terms of how people would respond to it?
Yes, but all politicians are in the business of selling themselves, selling their parties. So therefore, the PR and how they go about that is of fundamental importance. And it would be a foolish politician who would in any way be abusive to the electorate or write a letter that would switch the particular member of the electorate off. They want to persuade. They're in the business of persuading. They're in the business of encouraging people to vote, and preferably for them. So therefore, the terms, the words that they use would be directed in that particular fashion.
The one other thing and one other issue, I just noticed it here, I've got a message from someone who works in the BBC here, who lives in the constituency, who said that they actually marked that box that Ian Paisley Jr. spoke about, but yet they still got a letter, which may be of some concern to many.
Well, then they should certainly take that up with the Electoral Commission. If they're marking the box that they don't want their names on registers, etc., well, then that is an issue that should be taken up with the Electoral Commission.
Seamus Close, thank you very much this morning. A couple of things I want to go back to. First of all, the Electoral Commission. They've been in touch about the item we did earlier with Ian Paisley using the marked register to contact non-voters. They want to make it clear how our voting information is handled. They say candidates and political parties are entitled to a copy of the full electoral register and the marked register, which they can use for election and research purposes. The edited register is available to purchase by third parties who may use this for purposes such as marketing, and if you've ticked the box on your registration form to be not included on the edited register, then your name will not appear on this list and will not be made available to third parties. And they go on to say that the SDLP elected representatives in common with other parties use the marked register to follow up with those who have not voted. Sorry, that's from the SDLP. Sorry, they say that in common with other parties, they have told us that they use the marked register to follow up with those who have not voted, but Sinn Féin say they have not used the marked register for this purpose to date, but it is something that they are considering for the future. So there you go. You may be getting letters in the post from not just Ian Paisley, from some of your other political representatives in the future. Do let us know if one lands on your doorstep.